Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Did you know our bodies have the ability to heal themselves, though sometimes we need to employ the proper guidance to do so? Today's sponsor, Advanced Cell Training, teaches self-help methods by way of teleconferences, instructing us in the way to train our autonomic systems, including our immune system, to perform optimally, so that chronic illness can be eliminated and complete health attained. Gary Blyer, the founder of ACT, is going to educate us. He'll share with us how it's done, involving muscle testing and using specific words. Chiropractor Mary Peterson will reveal how it's helped her. In my 9 weeks of the class that I've been in, my physical symptoms are 50% less. I can't wait till I get my blood test results back in a few weeks to validate all the improvements. Now let's hear what Gary has to say.
I am very fortunate today to have Gary Blyer with me from ACT. I have to tell my listeners that I looked for this program for a long time to find, was there something that could work for people like me who have chronic Lyme? And I waited till I found somebody that had successfully gone through the program. So I'm happy to say I can personally tell you it works. So thank you, Gary, for being with me today.
Thank you.
Can you explain to our listeners what is ACT?
ACT is a shorthand acronym, I guess, for Advanced Cell Training. So ACT, ACT, Advanced Cell Training. And what it is, it's a way to train the cells of your body or to train your body to respond properly to exposures. And in so doing, they often can restore homeostasis and overcome many diseases and many symptoms that otherwise other modalities don't seem to have an impact on.
Mm-hmm. And it's very much an emotional and physical kind of situation when people come to you. It's not just they have a physical illness. There's trauma associated with it for almost everybody. Is that not true?
That's true. There's two kinds of trauma. Generally, I'd say 90% of the people that I see with these incurable diseases like Lyme disease or multiple sclerosis or RSD, you know, these very difficult diseases, arthritis, they generally always seem to come from childhood trauma. So childhood trauma seems to be a major component in many of these so-called incurable diseases. The other trauma that people experience is they contract these diseases. You know, I think we walk around in life thinking that the doctors are going to fix us. I know that I did before I got mine. Mm-hmm. And then there's a real rude awakening, if that's your model, when you find out that you're taken out of the normal activities of life, for yourself, being able to walk, being able to think, and you realize, you know, that pills can't fix you. And that's trauma on its own. Mm-hmm. So those are the kinds of trauma I generally see in folks who, you know, participate in this process.
Okay. And for me, I believe that somebody's got to be ready to get better. There's some people that no matter what you offer to them, they seem like they want to stay stuck in being sick. What do you think about that?
Well, most of those folks don't come to my classes.
Okay.
There are, you know, I think there's two stages that we have to go through. And I think the first stage You know, I'm speaking as one who was ill for 30 years and now, you know, totally free. I don't manage my disease anymore. I'm just healthy.
Yay.
But the first stage, I think, is the most important, where sometimes disease can be seductive. It takes us out of the game, and sometimes that brings safety. Sometimes it's the only time people have gotten love and attention and sharing from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I find a lot of people who head these specific types of organizations who have the disease, they find meaning and purpose in life in that role within the disease. And that's, those sorts of folks don't seem to come into our classes here. But the second awakening is for me to learn that there are other options. There are alternative options. I believe for 30 years totally in the traditional medical model. I still do, but I know there are limitations. And then the next step is to learn that there are alternatives out there that can make a real big difference in an integrative way with whatever you're currently doing with doctors.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the two paradigms, I think, that have to be broken for someone to be, quote, ready to get well.
Okay. For me, it took 30 years. Okay. So how did you develop ACT?
Well, again, I had ankylosing spondylitis for 30 years, and it's a degenerative, incurable disease. And when I got to the later stages of this disease, you know, I did all the tests the doctors wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I took all the drugs they wanted me to take. I worked with them as I could. And then at the very end, I was offered surgery. And so when I saw that surgery was my only answer and the doctor said the last thing we want to do is surgery, he was talking about for my wrists when every joint in my body was gone, I was forced out of the medical box. So how did I develop it? I went to Mexico. I went to California. I found a couple of very excellent doctors and alternative practitioners who really, really helped me. They shared with me their philosophy, which, of course, was out of the box. You know, one fellow's in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
Who is a traditional medical doctor type, and the other folks were, you know, were alternative people, but they were excellent, excellent practitioners. They taught me their theories, and I kind of took the three things each person taught me, brought them together, and I came up with a way that you could get the body to do naturally, without physical invasive things, without herbs, without products, to naturally change its behavior on its own by a person training it themselves in their own home. So I don't know if I answered your question, but it was a result of my journey, some different learnings. I put them together. What I'd like to say is this. One of these people taught me how to make cookie dough. Another person taught me how to find chocolate chips. And the third person taught me how to use an oven. And I put it all together, and now I have my own little chocolate chip cookie that can be replicated in your own home.
And it works. It definitely works. So what kinds of situations can ACT help?
You know, I don't know that I have a line for that. In this philosophy, what we're trying to do is get the body behaving properly. Now, what I mean by that is this, is that is your body absorbing foods or are they fighting foods? You know, some people eat peanuts, it goes right in, it's good, it's nourishing. Another person can eat a peanut and they go into anaphylactic shock.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that person's body's not doing what it's supposed to do. So, and this training process applies to every system in the body responsible for maintaining health. It's not just about digestion. It's about the respiratory system. You know, are you going to fight pollens? And if you fight pollens, you're going to need all kinds of drugs to be able to breathe dust or ragweed or whatever it is, or chemical smells, whatever it is. If your respiratory system can be trained to respond properly, you don't have to take the drugs to breathe the air. Other people are breathing air. They're not getting symptoms. We're trying to get your body to do what their body is doing. Mm-hmm. Now, where this gets interesting is not only does it apply to food, chemicals, smells, dust. And some people are overreacting to electromagnetic frequencies. But the most interesting thing when it comes to emotions, these emotional overages that underlie most diseases, is that we have an elimination system, and you're able to get rid of those emotions in a physical way by getting your body to recognize them and remove them. So that brings a lot of peace and strengthens the person systemically. But the other thing that's really been amazing to me as well is that if the body responds properly to pathogen, the body can kill them. You know, many people go to their doctors and they find certain pathogen, parasites, viruses responsible for their diseases. And if they can get their body to respond properly to these pathogen as well, the body can kill them. And so when you put it all together, if the body is functioning correctly on every level, you just are not susceptible to disease. Even people who've had tremendous hits in car accidents, and they've been to the doctors, they got their emergency care, but then their bodies don't function correctly after that. That body should be able to heal, and getting rid of the post-traumatic stress syndrome that can be locked locally in the body helps the body heal itself. So what is this not good for? I'm not sure. It seems to be good if your body can respond perfectly. It can help pretty much any condition that you have, and the body can overcome disease in that way and symptoms.
Okay. Well, like I said, my personal testimony is it has definitely made a difference. I've been in the class now 5.5 weeks, and the classes are what? How many weeks do they run usually?
Oh, as long as you like them to.
Okay, or until your body says, all right, you're okay now.
So, that's right. We have people measure their symptoms, and when their symptoms go down to zero, and that's what the meeting's for every week, it's a result-driven process. Their headaches are at a 10, their joint pains are at a 10, their dizziness start at a 10, and every week they measure them go down, and, you know, when the symptoms are gone, they go.
Okay. Well, right now, how about we go to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the particulars on this. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcasts each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. We're talking with Gary Blyer of Advanced Cell Training, the sponsor of today's show. We're learning about how our bodies can heal themselves. Let's go back to our interview.
So we are back again with Gary Blyer talking about ACT, which is Advanced Cell Training, which helps a number of conditions. And basically, can you tell them in a sentence or two, what does ACT do? How does it get your body or your brain to figure out how to eliminate or not recognize the conditions that have caused it to be sick?
ACT is a way for a person to alert the intelligence of their body to behavioral errors. You know, where we begin is that cells are intelligent. In our culture, we tend to think that all of our intelligence is caught up in our gray matter, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's not true. The cells have a very active, teachable intelligence, and that's the premise that we're working on. So, you know, what I use to demonstrate that is this notion that they can take two cells, put them in a test tube, and those cells will build a baby. So there is no brain involved in that. It's a creative functional intelligence that we embrace and acknowledge and work with because it's true. You know, the other side of the coin is that the brain doesn't develop to age 25, and scientists cannot create a baby from scratch, but cells can. So creative functional intelligence is displayed in creation and function. The cells are intelligent. So what we're trying to do is raise the awareness of these cells to address the misbehaviors that allow disease to occur in the first place. People talk about the root cause of a disease is this or that. I would take it to a whole new level and say the real root cause of disease, if you haven't been shot by a gun or drank, you know, a glass of mercury, the real root cause for disease is the body's cellular response. Again, I would reference our earlier conversation. If the body responds properly to a peanut, the peanut will not cause anaphylaxis. If the body responds properly to the pathogen causing multiple sclerosis, for example, or the autoimmune is when the body attacks itself, mm-hmm. If you could correct that, the body shouldn't attack itself. The body should kill pathogen. If you can change that behavior at the cellular level, you can reverse the foundational reasons for your symptoms and resulting diagnosis. So what does it do? We use words, we use touch, we have a number of tricks to reach the intelligence of the cell so it will change behavior, so it will change its response.
Okay, so how do you come up with knowing what words or what codes or what to design to have people's bodies do this?
Okay. It begins with intent. Our intent is to change the behavior of the cells. Again, let's say it's not fighting a bunch of pathogen, which is attacking your brain, whether you've got multiple sclerosis or you have Lyme disease, you're having these neurological issues, and so your body is making a mistake by allowing these pathogen to live. Well, how do you get its attention? With your intent. One, we use words. You know, you mentioned the word codes. I don't like the word codes. They're mysterious, spy okay. versus spy. But that's okay. I use the word code because we've truncated actual words. So let's say we have a virus attacking the myelin sheath or the brain or the central nervous system. I will write up words to describe that. Let's say syphilis, for example. They found certain syphilis pathogen in both Lyme and multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll write syphilis strains 1 to 1,000, and that becomes a code. I can actually that's where it's coming from.
Okay.
I can also use, SYP. The body knows what's going on. Its intelligence is pretty vast, but we can go into that later. So that's one way. And what I like to say is, if you were sitting in my chair and I wanted you to turn my light switch on, I might say to you, please turn on my light switch. Now, if we did it enough, I might say, PTL, please turn on the light. You know, that's what the code is. You get the body.
Ah, okay.
All right. Now, so that's one way we are trying to reach the intelligent cell to point out the substances it is misbehaving toward. Virus, peanut, pollen, it doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. Now, the other thing that I do is I use touch. And what I like to say is, if you were sitting in my chair and I wanted that light switch thrown and I couldn't speak to you, I might just poke you on the shoulder and point to the light switch. Now, the second or third time, you might pick up on what I want, and you might get up out of your chair without any words at all and throw that light switch. And that's why you'll hear me in classes say, okay, we're working on a joint pain. Please touch. Find me a place on your muscle that hurts or your joint that hurts. I know there's some kind of pathogenic nest there. So while I'm writing up the codes, whether it be for Borrelia or Parvo or whatever, you know, pathogens seem to apply based on your history, I'm saying let's prod that too. So I'm using words. I'm taking your intent. I'm converting the mistake into a word, and I'm getting you to touch those spots where you hurt, in the hopes that we can get your body to see, in quotes, the mistakes it is making with respect to pathogen, pollen, electromagnetic frequencies, hormones, whatever is underneath your symptom.
How long should a person expect that a process like this would take to retrain the body to respond properly to these exposures?
Well, actually, it's pretty quick. I say it happens within hours. Now, because the body already knows what it's supposed to do. You know, we never had to tell those cells how to create a baby. We never had to teach a baby how to digest food. So all of that operational information is already in the cell. If it's fighting a peanut or not fighting a pathogen, or if it's autoimmune, it's attacking its own brain, for example, that's not in the program. So we're just pointing that out. And I think it's very, very quick by virtue of the fact that the cells already know what they're supposed to do, though they are not doing it. Now, the other part of your question is, how long does it take for someone to get well in this process? Was that what you
asked? Well, to see improvement. And you said right away.
Well, the change occurs right away. Generally, we see a measurable change by the second session.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In fact, when I have these groups of 25 or 30 that I work with, I would say a very high percentage will see a change the very first couple of days, you know?
Yes.
And what I'll generally say is, if you do not see a change by the second session, you may have a behavioral block, and I'll start addressing that. So it's very, very quick.
Mm-hmm. And I know what you have us do is keep track of, first we list our gains, you know, what's our progress? So you see that first, instead of focusing on the illness and what's wrong, we focus on what's going right. And then you have us list what are still the symptoms, and then you have us measure week by week. And they're supposed to be going down, the symptoms, the ratings. And for me, they have. Except when there's an emotional event, I will see a resurgence of the symptoms, which I already knew that was a connection. But is that true for most everybody, that if their symptoms flare, that there is an emotional trigger?
Oh, yes. Yes. And I can explain. There's two reasons why that occurs.
Okay.
Let's look at the pathogenic part of that. When people are in classes, I have to point out the errors strain by strain of pathogen, family by family. So the body can't make all the changes in one shot. So let's say you've had four or five sessions. Your symptoms have gone down by 40 or 50%. Mm-hmm. And then you get some bad news. You know, your husband files for divorce. Yeah. Your son got in an accident. They're saying, we're not going to continue your SSI, and you're tremendously stressed out about that. Well, the playoff on that one is that when we get weak, those remaining bugs that haven't been totally killed are still fighting with your immune system. When you get really exhausted from bad stress, your immune system gets weak. And so the bugs can create an enhanced system, even though you have fewer bugs because you've taught your body how to kill them completely. Mm-hmm. The remaining ones we have not yet trained for is kind of like can start to win the arm wrestling match, even though they are fewer in number. That's one reason for increased symptoms if you have times of stress. Mm-hmm. The other reason is more interesting, and I think it will make more sense for anyone who's familiar with Dr. Emoto's work, where he froze the water with lovelessness and the water turned brown for no other reason than the frequency of emotion polluted it so that it became visual. Mm-hmm. That brown substance is what I think, to tie this into your earlier conversation about how abuse in childhood seems to lead to illness. It's because the water of the human being, we're 60 to 80% water. We have loveless parents. Our water actually turns into a toxin, as Dr. Emoto showed us. Now, that toxin has two properties. One is it's an acid. So when you are stressed, it may release the resident acid in your body, and then you inflame, and this is why children often get emotionally induced asthma. Mm-hmm. Their parents fight again. It's not the first time. They generated all these negative emotions. The water in their body was stored in their lungs, converted into Dr. Emoto's brown acidic toxin. They fight again, and it releases it, and now they can't breathe because their lungs are all inflamed. So that's a good demonstration of the physical thing that happens as a result of the non-physical emotions experienced over time that are negative.
Okay. So,
go ahead.
Because we're running out of time, can you tell our listeners how they would connect with you? Where would they find out about ACT? How would they sign up for classes?
Well, they can always go to our website, advancedcelltraining.com. Mm-hmm. They can call our office here at 401-737-1011. That's 401-737-1011. And we're on Facebook. Just type in Advanced Cell Training. You can find us there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Gary. I really appreciate this. And perhaps we'll have you come back when I have had more progress so we can share that with our listeners as well. How about that?
That sounds fun.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you have or know someone who has multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, or any other chronic illness? Advanced Cell Training is a restorative, self-healing modality that I, Dr. Melanie, have had phenomenal results with, reducing physical symptoms I've had for over 20 years. This process can be done right in the comfort of your own home. Request their free DVD at advancedcelltraining.com. That's advancedcelltraining.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. We've been talking to Gary Blyer of Advanced Cell Training, who's sponsoring today's show, and we were learning how our bodies can heal itself. Now, we're going to listen to how chiropractor Dr. Mary Peterson
has gotten healthier from her illnesses using advanced cell training. Let's hear what she has to say.
We are here today with Dr. Mary Peterson, who is a chiropractor, and we're talking to her about her experience of being in the classes of advanced cell training. So thank you, Dr. Mary, for being with us today.
Dr. Melanie, thank you so very much for having me.
Well, I know you have a busy schedule, so I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
My pleasure. Very excited.
So you, like me, have had illnesses that affected your ability to work and to live a normal life. So what led up to you deciding to explore advanced cell training?
Well, I'd been sick for many, many years. I mean, we're talking about a 31-year case of Lyme disease, I think, something like that. And I had tried everything, integrative medicine and every kind of chiropractic technique, diets, homeopaths, naturopaths. I tried it all, and I was so depressed and so frustrated. And I was approaching trying to go back into chiropractic, and I had no ability to even think about it mentally or physically. And I was searching on the internet thinking there's some kind of brain connection that's got to be the answer. And somehow, by doing that, I found ACT. And I was desperate, so I consulted Gary and talked to him on the phone, and he had to convince me to try it. And boy,
yes.
I'm glad I did.
Well, I'm glad you did, too. And for me, like you, it was a journey. You know, I heard about it, but I waited till I heard somebody that had successfully done it, because I wasn't going to invest time and money in something that didn't work.
Right.
And like you, I tried all the normal Western medicine type of techniques and holistic things, and then it was like this just kept coming back up, and it was like, okay, I'll try it. So
exactly. I was complaining about the newsprint article that he sent with the testimonies in it. Like, well, he called me personally, and I said, well, you know, I don't really like your newsprint articles, and I'm not really sure about you. And he's going, well, I'm sorry, it costs a lot of money to print, and, you know, I'm sorry that doesn't look professional. And I was using every excuse to turn this wonderful opportunity out. It was ridiculous. And then I read some of the testimonies, and I said, you know what, there's some. And boy, is there.
Yes, and it's quick.
It's very quick.
So, I don't know about you, but I had trauma in my life, in my early life, in my growing up life, and my life as a married person, and I think that contributed to me being sick for all those years. So, did you have anything?
I did, absolutely. When I was 17, I had come through some real traumatic, involved with real big heartache. At the same time, my father had a severe asthma attack, and we really thought we were going to lose him. The doctor actually told me people do die from this. And my mother kind of just went off into emotional freak out and was not able to handle it. So they weren't handling his meds right, and he was afraid he was going to have a heart attack. And the stress of that on me, I was living at home, I was the last child, they kind of just dumped it all on me, and I ended up juggling his meds, and I felt like it was all the burden fell all on my shoulders, and I became very upset about that it was on me. And that happened at the same time as a hepatitis B vaccination, which I got very sick with. So there was emotional trauma, there was physical trauma. It was just a conglomeration in over a period of about a year.
And what eventually happened? Did your dad get the asthma straightened out?
He did. He went on for another 10 years, and that was fine. But it was extremely traumatic at the time for this 17-year-old girl to think that she had to juggle these things right, or he was going to have a heart attack. A lot of it was overreactive, but nothing was really explained properly. So I just basically had to take over and make a chart, and he would be half dead every day, very dramatic, and he thought he was dying. He was very scared, and my mom just basically emotionally checked out. So he got well, but the scar that was left on me emotionally was that it was all on me, you know, looking back on it, and that just made my immune system weaker on top of being bit by a tick on top of the hepatitis shot. So there was just a lot of a huge amount of assault on my immune system at the exact same time.
Yes.
A lot of it's emotional. But then once the bug sets in, the emotions attach themselves to that. And that's what Gary so brilliantly taught me.
So the emotions attach to the bug, and then what happens?
And then it's just a vicious downhill roll, because now not only are you an emotional wreck, the bugs have gotten in. They've found your weak spots. They mutate. These are the things that Gary has taught me. I've been to many, many doctors listen to some brilliant doctors all over the world and involved with some of the top. And I have to say that Gary Blyer knows more about health than most doctors I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
He's brilliant, and he really understands the cell, how viruses get in, how bugs mutate, how the emotions attached to that, and how they create reoccurring traumas. So he helped me to understand and unravel how much of it was my own emotions that needed to be calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
He's just brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I explained, I did an interview for him on another radio network, and I explained how I had to get emotionally ready to do advanced cell training, because if I hadn't done the prior work, I wouldn't have been able to make the commitment to do what was required to get better.
That's a good point. That's
mm-hmm.
a really good point, because I was at a point with dealing with some situations, specifically with my mother, that I wasn't really ready to confront, and I kind of went through the process for a while and hadn't really understood until Gary really blatantly had to say it, and you have to go and speak to this woman who is creating trauma in your life, and you have to put it to rest. And it took me probably 7-8 months to do that. I just wasn't willing to stand up and say, this has to stop, this behavior that's abusive to me has to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally did that, I got so much better. I had to take some time to prepare for that, which you did that before the process. I did it in the middle of it.
Ooh,
but it was very worthwhile.
Hard, yeah.
It was very hard, but it was very worthwhile, and we have a great relationship today, and I just needed to get peace with that and stop the abuse, and it has stopped.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I got better.
Mm-hmm. I learned through lots of therapy as a therapist and personal experience that it's my attitude about things and my body posture about things as to how people are going to treat me. And it
Absolutely.
Has to do with what I believe about myself.
Absolutely.
And
I had a bad self-concept myself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I deserved the disease, and I thought that I was perpetuating it. But in ways I was when I let other people walk into my space and step on me, and I wasn't setting up boundaries, and that was another thing that Gary had to teach me. So the process with ACT has been not just helping with the cellular problems with Lyme, but that the emotions that you carry into it will destroy his work if you don't do your emotional part. And he helped me to do that, and it was amazing. The guy's amazing. He's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he has a gift that I don't know if he fully recognizes the potency of it, but it's a wonderful blessing to those of us who've been privileged and willing to commit to do what's required.
Absolutely. And I think that to other listeners who think that they might want to try this, it's so worthwhile to give it a few weeks and just give it a shot. It's so inexpensive, and it's the most intensive and easy thing that you'll ever do
mm-hmm.
as a practitioner. I mean, you spend 2 hours a week, and you get in, you get out, and you're done. You don't have to think about it again. And he will give you so many other options and so many other alternative things that you can add to the care. He doesn't just do ACT. He will muscle tests and tell you what other things you need and help you on your journey, and it's an amazing fast track.
Mm-hmm.
And it can go as quick as you want it to go. I think I slowed things down with my emotions. I had so much on my plate.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why mine was so fast. The recovery has been, I'm still a long way to go, but so much further than I was. But I was ready. I was ready to be well, because I've been sick since I was little. So it was
right.
normal for me to be sick. It's abnormal for me to feel well. And it's hard to understand when people aren't sick what that's like. But it's a new way of living.
It really is, Melanie. I mean, Dr. Melanie, it takes time
yeah.
to understand that you deserve to be well, and that this is God's plan for us, is to live abundantly and feel good on this earth. When you've been trained to feel sickness and disease and actually look for sympathy for it, especially like in my family system, it's very negative for anybody to say they're doing well or that things are good or that we were blessed abundantly. And when you have that going on and you stay in that circle of people that are negative, it's really easy to be comfortable in that. And when you try to break out, they all try to pull you back in.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a big step of courage to say, no, I'm well, I deserve to be well, I want to be well, and I'm not going to speak those negative things, and I'm not going to buy into your negative family talk. And friendships, circles, different people, learning to speak the new language that I'm feeling great, I can exercise today. It's
yes.
a process, and you really have to know that you deserve that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I made a conscious decision when I was so sick in October, November, that I was going to stop going to places where there were crowds, where anybody might be sick, anybody might be negative, and I have just become very intuitive and intentional in being quiet and listening to my body and doing what's healthy for me.
Well said.
Yeah.
That's a very valid point, because everybody's journey is a little different, and I can share some of those experiences and agree with that. And then on the other hand, you know, I did mine kind of opposite. I jumped in not knowing what I was doing. I had a lot of burdens thinking about going back into a practice and what will people think if I'm sick. And, you know, and yet the other way is when you do get sick and you are getting well, you have a lot to teach people, and your journey is really a great way to express to people there is a way to get well. Look at me. I was sick and now I'm well.
Yes.
So there was a positive and a negative to it. But I totally agree with your experience. You have to pull yourself away from the negatives around you. And that's what I had to do, too, on a different level, but I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is a good place for us to take a break, so let's take a break, and we'll come right back. How about that?
Beautiful. Thank you.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you remember what life was like when you were young? Having the mobility and ability to play all day and then sleep through the night without needing coffee in the morning? For the majority of us, gone are those days. But they don't have to be. Transforming Health with Brad King will show you how you can awaken your youthful energy potential and live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Transforming Health is broadcast live every Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you heard about the Egoscue method? It's a way to become pain-free based on unique, custom-tailored exercises designed to bring an individual's body back into postural and functional balance. Learn more about the Egoscue method when you tune in each week to Stop Your Pain with your host, Rick Mathis, director of the Egoscue Clinic in Austin, Texas. Your questions, calls, and emails are a major part of our program. Let Rick show you how to get out of pain and take back control of your life. Stop Your Pain airs live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Back to this program with Dr. Melanie on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Today's show is sponsored by Advanced Cell Training, and we're talking to chiropractor Dr. Mary Peterson, who's had success using Advanced Cell Training classes. So let's get back and hear the rest of that interview. I'm back here with Dr. Mary, and we're going to talk now about what happens when you do a class. There's a process called herxing, and people don't understand what that is. Can you tell them what it is and what happens?
Sure, Dr. Melanie. Herxing is not fun, but it basically, as you're going through detoxing, you will have a buildup of symptoms, and you will actually, kind of like in the homeopathic realm, recreate your symptoms and can actually have a healing crisis. So you will actually experience the symptoms that were bugging you on an even bigger level, and you may even have more symptoms. So it feels like horrible, but it's a short period of time, and after that, the relief is incredible, and now you've dumped a lot of the poisons and toxins. So herxing is actually a very healthy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they tell me. They say, oh, you're herxing? Good.
Yay.
I go, it doesn't feel very good right now, but you're right.
Exactly.
Once I say better out than in, so when it's
Amen.
Coming up to my system and coming out of my system, I go, yay, all right, out.
So. Absolutely. It's a really good thing. It's not fun to go through, but it's very healthy, and it's been going on for years, and all of the natural non-Western medicine realms, you will see that occurring, and you will always see good results coming from
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, and for those who wonder what it's like, for those of us who have Lyme, it means I might have alternating sweating and freezing. I might have a mix-up of words. I might have a fever. I might have diarrhea. I might have nausea. I might have joint pain. I might be so sleepy I can't hold my head up. And then I might be awake for days. So it just depends on what's going on in the system.
It really does. And Lyme hits people in such different ways. It covers a multitude of diseases, and they're coming to believe that it's probably really the headliner of what's going on. And there are a lot of these neurological diseases that really were just having positive Lyme in our blood if we were to all have blood tests.
Right.
So your results will be very varied depending on what you've had. You generally will see a pickup of what you came in with. Like for me, it was a lot of brain fog and stomach migraines would come back.
Mm-hmm.
But not forever, just a day or so. Sometimes they were longer. But remember, I'm talking about a 31-year-old case of Lyme, so I was a difficult case.
Yes, I'm only 12 years. So,
wow.
Yeah. And for me, each time I was bitten, I went to the doctor, but there was no bullseye rash, so they didn't treat me. Because back then...
Exactly, the same thing mm-hmm. for me as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was backpacking in the California Sierras 3-4 years in a row, 10-day trips, 2-week trips in high school, and I got bit by everything and anything, and I was the healthiest kid, never had a problem, and slowly over time, the pain began right after those trips.
Mm-hmm.
And it took retracing my whole life to figure out where I contracted it.
Mm-hmm.
No, there was no bullseye rash, but it sure shows up in the blood test.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine, what the researcher told me is, he said, even if you don't test positive for Lyme, if you test positive for the co-infections, you don't get the co-infections unless you have the Lyme.
Exactly. The tick bite will carry mm-hmm. the Lyme and the Borrelia and then all of the other co-infections. That's absolutely correct.
And what was explained to me also is when you treat one of those levels of those co-infections, something else can pop up. So
very true.
I'm taking the classes with Gary Blyer now, and so week by week he has us keep track of our symptoms and the progress and the intensity. And there will be a symptom that I haven't had in years that's showing up now.
Yeah.
And so I write it on my list and I say, you know, I had this for years, but I didn't pay any attention to it because it didn't bother me that much because I had all this other stuff I was dealing with. But now that other stuff is out of the way, and now this is throbbing and driving me nuts. So that's kind
right.
of how it happens.
And that's kind of what they, in the old school of healing, they call retracing.
Uh-huh.
You kind of go backwards in time. And so as you get back closer to the core and the beginning of your issue, you'll start feeling some of those old results. Like maybe you had an ankle that hurt years ago, and it finally doesn't come up until, you know, you're into treatment for quite some time. After you've dealt with the big layers, the smaller layers will come off.
Mm-hmm. It's like
most interesting
the layers
that you're
of an
getting
onion.
Closer.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So are you still doing the classes now?
I am. Not as often. It's starting to be way less. I enjoy it. I really thoroughly love listening to the other callers and listening to how Gary works with clients. And I'm still receiving benefits, remembering that I am a really, one of his hardest cases, I would say, he would tell you that.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple of us that are really, really sick and have been sick for a very long time. So I am still joining in when I can, and I must say, though, on that, not to scare any of the listeners away from it, because remember, I was very, very ill with layers and layers of symptoms. I've seen many people and spoke with many that went in and had 8-10 visits and were done. Some were a few months, some were longer, so I am a tough case. Please keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, I have had, tomorrow will be class number 8,
mm-hmm.
And next week I'll start in a different class. But in those 8 weeks, I've gone down from 40 supplements and medications a day down to 16.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was laughing. I was telling Paul, the marketing director for ACT, I said, this is the first time, it's the day before I get my check, and there's money still left in my checking account. That hasn't happened in years because it always went to doctors.
So. Oh, boy, do I understand that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Spending
yes.
money. That's
yes.
wonderful.
Yes. It's so nice. Yes. How do you manage now being active back in your practice and your symptoms?
Well, my symptoms are going down all the time, and as long as I handle the emotions and get myself straight, it's getting better every month. What I do when I'm really tired is I find a way to take care of me, go sit in a red sauna, take a nap, go to bed early that night when I've had a long day. Maybe, you know, I have to miss my Bible study one night. but my energy is increasing over time. And one of the most amazing things is that I've been battling trying to work out for probably the entire time I've been married to my husband, about 17 years. When he met me, I was working out like a fiend. Never been able to go back to that. I would be weak. My knees would bob. I would have no energy. Or if I started workout, I would get very sick. And then I would have to quit, and then I would have to start all over again, and I could not find the oxygen to work out. And I'm now working out pretty consistently, and it is so exciting. And it sounds funny, but I'm up to about a big 15, 20 minutes. But I'm doing it, I'm doing a hard workout, I'm doing difficult, P90, you know, insanity, really hard work. And I'm only at 15 minutes, but this is huge because I'm not getting sick, and I'm not relapsing anymore, and this is monumental in my life. Because I haven't been the size I've wanted to be. I haven't been Mary, and Mary's coming back. It's really exciting.
Amazing. Amazing. I know for me, I am able to now do 2 miles on the treadmill a day at about 3.5 miles per hour or 4.0 miles per hour, and I haven't been able to do that in years and years and years.
So, I totally understand that. It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was like there was no oxygen going to my cells.
Yes.
The bugs were winning, and I would try so hard, and then the next day I'd be half dead.
Yes.
And then I'd have to quit for a while, and I would relapse and relapse, and that doesn't happen anymore. And I keep thinking, I'm working out. What's going on? I'm getting well. This is really exciting.
Yes. Yes, it is. And for me, I would work out every day, but I'd be having muscle spasms so bad during my sleep that I'd be jumping out of bed screaming, literally. Because I couldn't stop them because I was not absorbing nutrients, and the cramping was just driving me crazy, and that hasn't happened. I haven't had zero muscle spasms since I started the classes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And all you did was listen to a man speak to you, and then he has you listen to a little bit of gibberish with some music in the background, and you wonder, what is that? Those codes are amazing, and he has an incredible gift for people to get well, an incredible gift.
And people will say to me, well, those who understand, you know, well, is it a placebo effect? I said, I don't care. If it works because I want it
really
to
matter.
Work, I don't care. It works.
It really doesn't matter, but it really isn't placebo. Gary's got some incredible talent and some incredible skills. It's like he's got an encyclopedia of what to do for each person that God has given him. And it's an incredible talent. It's not heebie-jeebie. It's not voodoo. There's actually science to it, but it's very calculated and planned what he's doing, and it's extremely effective.
The part to me that makes it very credible is that you and I, who are professionals, who have the education, recognize that this is not voodoo, it is not the placebo effect, and we are getting the benefit from it.
Amen. Dr. Melanie, I spent probably easily estimated $25,000 to $30,000 trying to get well. This is the cheapest, most easiest, most convenient. You do it in your own home, in your car, in your office, if you're babysitting, you can do it at someone's home. You can do it anywhere that you have access to, you know, iPod player or CD player to listen to the codes and the music, and a phone. It is absolutely the most convenient thing you'll ever do, and it's the most inexpensive healthcare I've ever done. And the $20,000, $30,000 I spent in integrative work, the first week was beneficial to me, and the rest of it, I saw no results from it.
Yeah. Well, I definitely know it works. So do you tell your patients about it?
I sure do. I tell anybody who will listen.
I do, too. I do, too.
Absolutely.
Well, if people wanted to talk further to you, to ask you more questions about it, to find out information that we haven't discussed, is there a way they could communicate with you?
Absolutely. They can go to my website, and I'll try to say it slowly. It's all one word, allabouthealthchiropractic.com.
Allabouthealthchiropractic.com. Okay.
And then they can just find a place on there where they can email me, and I'll be happy to get back to them as quick as I can. And I've had questions before through Gary, and happy to discuss this. I'm very excited to talk to anybody about it and give a heads up for Gary and say, hey, shout out to him. He's wonderful. Give it a try.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mary. This has been very helpful and informative and a great conversation. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Melanie, and I'm so glad you're getting well as well.
Me
God
too.
God bless you.
Me too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now it's time for us to wrap up today's show. Are you curious to find out more about how you can heal from chronic illnesses? Then go to advancedcelltraining.com. Next week, we'll learn from Lynn Woodland how to make miracles happen. And we'll talk to somebody, Sam, who has used her techniques and it has worked. Go to my website to sign up for my April 14th webinar, Recovery from the Breakup of a Long-Term Relationship. Remember, to help yourself, help someone else. Until next week, goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.